Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall, I was trying to figure it out, on my kitchen wall, with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that Brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy came from.
Go on.
Kethel just swallow it all.
Like a good boy. And
if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like, yeah.
Well, join the Royal Britannia Patreon. Available now.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Just speak into the mic, do I? Okay. Right, you bunch of bastards. Listen up. This is Derek Normalbeard from Royal Britannia, and I'm here to say that the folks who make this show need your help. Like with our adventures, the guys who make this show want to make it the best it can possibly be, so they've decided to be quite brave, in my opinion, and launch a very own Royal Britannia Patreon page. Am I saying that right? Don't you worry your pretty little heads about it, though. I might be the biggest bastard in the Shattered Lands, but the guys who make this show certainly aren't going to be stealing your hard-earned booty to line their own coffers. I'm not even allowed to look at the accounts. All of the money they raise, they want to plough right back into the show so it can be the best that it can be. Seems like a waste to me. Why not just bury it on a beach somewhere? So what's in it for me? I hear you scream. Well, shut your face. There's a whole treasure chest's worth to be had. Just be patient. There's exclusive Buccaneer prologues so that you can learn some of the secrets, not all of them though, of your favourite hero, me, and where our adventures all began. Maybe the other boys will do a couple as well. You'll be able to read the finest tabloid on the high seas, the Daily Telladath, which I absolutely adore. It's my favourite toilet paper. And you can get your grubby bits on ARC-exclusive merchandise that you won't find in our store. To be fair, though, if you go down the market, you could probably find some pretty good knockoffs. And the best part? Your very own, handcrafted, beautifully made, totally unique, and totally organic piece of crap art drawn just for you by your favourite Buccaneer. I'd imagine it's got pretty good resale value as well, in case you wanted to flog it on to some other poor unfortunate idiot. Just look for Royal Britannia on Patreon.com. Or even easier, follow the links on their social media pages and let them do all the hard work for once. They've got a bunch of different tiers, so depending on how much loot you've squirreled away, you can contribute whatever you're willing to spend. The normal beard is the most expensive and at the top, as it should be. I used to know a bloke who got in deep with the Patreon loan sharks and it ruined his life forever. So only contribute what you can afford. I'm sure the guys at the show will appreciate everything that they get. And if Patreon's not for you, you'll be happy to know that the nautical antics of the Royal Britannia Buccaneers will be available every Wednesday, as usual, absolutely free. Free? What? Nobody told me about this. So that's our Patreon. Join or die. No, wait, what was it? Join or continue listening for free. That's not nearly as catchy, but it's probably more accurate.
Previously on Roll Britannia.
Big guns secure, Captain.
Bloody good news.
Is there anything that I can roll to disable the massive gun?
Intelligence check to see if you know how this gun works.
That was a nat 20.
You built this gun.
What did you do to that thing?
I took the firing pin out.
Oh, that's a grand idea. Keep it safe.
Who is this Yalan?
I thought it was Alan.
It's Alan with a Y.
Hello?
Yeah, it's me, the voice from the door. I know you love me. Trust me on this one. You can come with me.
The door opens and he jumps into your arms.
Does anybody know where Yalan is? Jeff, do you have his number?
No, he never gave me his number.
But if Yalan's the one for you, follow your heart.
Yes.
You
look
like you're
hello,
the
Jeff.
Perfect seat.
Hey, Yalan.
it's lovely to see you again, Jeff.
Good to see you too.
I am. Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye. Fuck
off. I'm gonna go and nick Malrus's weapons and stuff.
There would be a trap in my case of valuables.
I have an idea. I'll just take the case. All right, Jeff, I'm on my way to Timbers now.
What is he doing, Jeff?
Taking a poo, Malrus.
Ah, boys, I see you have acquired a duck.
Keth, he's talking to you.
No, he's not, because there's not a duck on my head.
We'll be landing at Nassau in just over a few hours.
Lovely.
Be prepared, I think our next adventure will be a consignment that I suspect contains information toward the location of our next piece of eight.
Perfect.
So please, rest, recover, recuperate.
And then robbery?
No.
To cheers,
robbery!
Boys, I'll carry on.
To robbery!
To robbery! Now fuck off.
All caught up? Good. Let's get back to the action.
When we left the action, Timbers had just told you all that you would be arriving back in Nassau shortly and that you should use your time on Nassau wisely to rest, recover, and do whatever it is you do in your free time. You know, just jerk it. I don't know. And
someone's going to say it. I'm glad you said it, James. Take control instantly off the bat.
Yeah. Take control this year. Yeah.
Let's just get that one out of the way.
Start as we mean to go on with 2022.
Oh. Is this the point?
The hounds are here.
I already just not like 2022 at all.
As you're on the island, you hear some hounds. They're barking away.
Are they sea
the cows?
Seals? Dogs? Yes. Sea lions? No, it doesn't really. Never mind.
Is that an intruder?
They must. They've got those dogs in to catch the cats, haven't they?
Yeah. The cows have learned to bark. It's very weird. So the Teldath arrived back at the island in quite graceful fashion. It was very, very well parked in the bay. That is, as you arrived, you noticed it was even more well defended than the last time you saw it. The guns have been prepared. And there's now a couple more ships in the bay as well, so it's looking like it's becoming quite a sort of home for the new free folk of the Shattered Lands.
Love
there's
that.
A few ships there that you can see. You can see a ship called the Unsinkable.
So that's like angle.
Yep. Yeah, it's sitting quite low on the water.
You can see some people repairing that one.
What's that big hole?
The porthole, Kev.
The unsinkable as it slowly disappears from view.
Yep. It's. I mean, the water at the beach, so, you know, towards the harbour, is barely deep enough for ships to sort of get in without sort of scraping the bottom. But somehow this one is, you know, several feet down into the. No, it's not. It's there is a hole, but they're repairing. It's fine.
It's all fine.
Fine.
And they're all insured. It's fine.
Yep, they're all definitely
definitely insured. You can see a couple of supervisors in hard hats and high vis. It's all good.
Well, the hard hats and high vis are very, very important.
When you're working as a pirate.
You know.
Don't worry, they've got a shortage of chair legs.
Yeah, it's you know, there's a few extra ships in there that you you're excited to see that the island that you've claimed as your home is becoming more of a nexus in the Shattered Lands than you might have otherwise thought of.
Word of the day.
And you know, you when you make land, as it were, you will head back and I guess you will find some time to get some drinks in. You do some Nancy's. Karaoke with karaoke at Nancy's.
What are we singing, lads? And... what are we going for this time?
I am the one and only.
Oh, I thought you were going to go, I am the walrus because of the cows. But, yeah, we could do that together.
Wanted.
I heard about this cool new song that I heard on the radio the other day that was Firestarter. I quite like that.
Yeah, well,
it resonated a lot with me. A lot of the lyrics did.
Well, resin is flammable, I think.
I don't know what you're talking about, Derek. But don't look at that tree over there.
That was a shoe-in of a pun. Get in there. Get in.
Stay.
Start as we mean to go on.
So you get yourselves settled back into island life, and you have a few weeks now at home. You have a bit of time to rest, relax, recover, and just assess your time over the last year or so. You know, it's you think about where you came from and how you've got to where you are now, and
ships.
You know, you assess your lives a little bit, and So let's have a quick go around the group, and I'd like a few moments from each, a few key moments, things you get up to things your character has been up to over the last, let's say, 6 weeks you've been on this island now. It's been you've been having a lovely time sipping mojitos, I guess. But let's start with Jeff.
I knew what's, you were going to choose me. I'm hiding behind my microphone. Like, don't.
What's Jeff been up to for the last?
I go, someone don't choose
weeks?
Me.
Yeah, don't ever choose me.
Everyone's screaming in blankment.
Well, I think Jeff would probably have been trying. He's been last time they were there. Obviously, he was getting in the mind more a mindset of trying to fit in with everyone, become friendly, and then got whisked away and became a dragon in various different sizes for a while. And he quite enjoyed the taste of power. So he's more a case of, I think he's trying to sort of still get friendly with people, meet lots of people, chilling at Nancy's and things like that. But he's got his new shoes on, so he'd be wandering around, flashing around. So he's trying to peacock it a little bit, make sure people notice him and know the name of Mr. Silverbow or Jeff. If they are his friends, then that's fine.
Are you getting business cards printed up as well?
Mr. Silverbow.
No, it's not really. It's not business card. It's more of, I'm thinking, a minor version of the Batlight. That's what he's going for. Okay. More of a subtle version of the Batlight. If there is.
Yeah, what's your emblem? Just a massive cock.
Just a huge comedy.
No, it's a bow and arrow made out of silver.
Oh, yeah.
Which has nothing
obvious.
In which he refuses to use ranged weaponry as well, so it's really ironic. But yeah, he's been wandering around with his shoes, peacocking a little bit, trying to get to know everyone, doing lots of cool little moments with his cape of slow-mo, just slowing down time, like as people are drinking for dramatic effect. Bits like that.
It comes in quite handy in the tavern brawls we've been getting up to.
Well, it's more because he likes to sit there and what he's more of an instigator. He'll go and say, "Oh, you know, so and so said so and so about so and so," and then walk away, watch the fight go. And
God, that so and so family really. Oh, honestly, they've got a lot going on.
Yeah, but they've got a big family. You know,
it's confusing over there.
Mrs. So and so. There's that other so and so as well.
That so and so. Oh,
yeah, them so-and-so.
He's such a so and so.
They're always getting dropped in it, aren't they? The so and so. Same with Happy as Larry. Like, I'm not that happy.
Well, he was all right in the corner while we were smashing each other's teeth in.
I'm glad you said teeth in. Let's keep it friendly.
That was later.
Wow. Well
after
done.
The fight.
I've got you back, James. We'll keep on the straight
thanks.
And narrow.
Yeah, thanks.
Equally, I think he's been having a little bit of fun with his new wooden eye. So there's been a couple of moments when he's caught like Maurus having a little chit-chat to someone in the bar and you think, I don't reckon that's... I think he's embellishing the truth there a little bit. So he casts Spare the Lying
rather than spare the dying, and sort of catches him out a little bit.
He immediately goes mute.
So you're not allowed to speak again if you're lying. The words just don't come out.
Nice. That's pretty cool.
See, I think spare the lying would very much be a case of you can tell the lie,
and it would spare it. Okay, then
and,
it helps
the other person just would lies. Not hear the lie. So you can tell lies as much as you like. And the other person is going to hear the bold, blunt truth.
Mm. Oh, so really?
Maurus would have no idea.
So
that
you think
we're hearing the
lie,
truth.
And you're actually just telling the truth. So the other person, it might look a little bit like a badly dubbed film because they're saying words that are not happening.
Yes, exactly that. Yep.
Oh, then Maurus, that would have been fun. Yeah, so Maurus been there just chatting boldly, like bold truths about it and thinking he's told the other one.
Yes, I always pee in the pool. Every single time.
I'm going to write that down on Spare the Light and I'm going to remember that bad point. Do that again at some point. And he's also been testing out a couple of other things. What else can I get James to confirm with me at the moment? No, that's it for the moment. So yeah, just general merriment. He's got himself a Hawaiian shirt because Kit Timber said something about island life, and that's about as island life as he gets. He's insisted that all of his he's always got coconuts drinks because he won't drink out of glasses anymore because it's island life.
No,
this is island.
Absolutely.
So he's become a bit more stubborn about what he. Well, the sounds of my description there, he's become very stubborn about what he likes and doesn't like. And
the problem
has a
with the coconut
and a Hawaiian shirt.
The problem with the coconut drinks is that he just keeps using the same coconut shell, so it's getting really manky and quite gross and horrible. Nobody really wants to talk to him about it because he always wants to bring up his new shoes and his bat signal and. You know.
And his problem is he only ever gets like two drinks out of the drink because as soon as he puts it down, it rolls over and then he has to go get another drink.
I'm just thinking, you've got these new shoes and a Hawaiian shirt. I mean, you're less Magnum PI and more Magnum One Eye at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Nice. Nice.
Magnum Weird Eye,
Just a fun fact. Just a fun fact. One of my lecturers came dressed like that to my graduation.
What, like me?
What, was Magnum?
Like Jeff Silverbow. You know, that's amazing.
In a Hawaiian shirt. Yeah. Yeah. It was wicked. Hawaiian shirt, shorts, and sandals with a coconut in hand.
Like you do. Okay, cool. I think, you know, Jeff's been having a weird but interesting time.
Island life, baby.
You know, which just about sums up Jeff, I think. Weird but interesting.
Just towing that line nicely.
Yeah. Any volunteers to go next?
Paul.
I
heard Paul.
I nominate him as tribute.
Well, that's a more fun way of doing it. Yeah, we'll have nominations.
That's pretty good.
Go on then, Maurus. What's Maurus been up to for the last 6 weeks?
Just chilling. It was a bit of a tough time being a doppelganger. So.
Yeah, you didn't really feel like yourself, did you?
No. just been chilling, working on the old biography in the downtime.
Someone
just
else
chilling
is.
in the beach.
Just reading one by the pool.
I think you mean autobiography.
Yes, autobiography.
All right. Whose biography were you writing?
Yours, and it's not flattering at all.
Timbers has commissioned it.
And I've also returned the firing pin to Timbers.
Oh, well, that was good.
Oh, yes.
The giant cannon on the tower.
So the big scary gun at the top of the tower can now be fired. Oh,
just in case.
You've really helped the defensive strategy of NASA.
Well, if you can get past the bees to put it back in, is the thing. It's still firmly guarded by angry bees. So good luck, Timbers, is what I'm saying.
I think that might be a problem for Greg Flashman, to be honest.
That's a them problem, not an us problem.
That's a Flashman problem.
I remember well, the pandemonium of the jar of bees.
I mean,
Timbers comes on the radio next thing, like, lads, I need you to go deal with these bees. Fuck, now it's an us problem.
Just writing down problems you guys have got to solve.
The list.
Deal with bees.
Greg Flashman would never pass up the opportunity to use the largest gun he's ever seen. Imagine the innuendos as well.
Yeah, I mean, he wouldn't, to be fair. That is something Greg Flashman would do. Is he would be all over that gun like a
just
rash.
Just sat on it, be like, light it. Light
he's
it
probably
now.
Up there now giving it a rash.
Yeah. He could be, to be fair.
STBs.
Well, he's getting a rash.
STBs.
Anyway, cool.
Well,
fun.
I hear he's firing blanks.
What?
Boom.
Was it until
Greg Flashman never fires blanks.
Till Maras got back, he was.
Right.
Just draped a big sheet over the gun.
Something yeah, okay. Very happy last night.
The stocking.
Fun. Nice, Maras, very nice. Who do you nominate as tribute?
I want to find out what Derek's been up to, really. Because I might
great
have
choice.
Some something to be involved with. Possibly.
Okay, cool. Derek, what have you been up to?
So, since last, obviously, we met, I nicked a rather valuable chest off Maurus that
of
he
all of Maurus's non-magical possessions.
Yeah, yep. But it's trapped somehow. So Derek's taken some time to, you know, exert his sort of squirrely instincts, and he squirreled that away with his buried treasure for now while we're on the
island. Oh, so you buried it on the beach next to your gold.
Where was that again?
I'm sorry, mate. Who said anything about a beach? Good guess, though.
I tried.
Careful if that's by the beach.
It's
as well.
Somewhere here.
We can now eliminate all sand.
I'm not saying it's not.
Double, what if it was a double bluff?
I'm not saying it's not. It's hidden in various coconuts around the island.
People are just opening coconuts and go, why is there gold in here?
Jeff's been pouring it out and then filling it with a drink. Oh, look, these drinks pay for themselves.
Everybody's a winner.
Like the weirdest Kinder egg.
Or the best.
Yeah. Well.
Derek's hairy Kinder eggs. So, yeah, he's squirreled that away for now, just in a sort of temporary spot, I guess. A lot of what he's been doing, he's been spending quite a few of his days, obviously, brawling in the tavern.
Slow-mo at times.
Is that Nancy's or the or have you been fighting in the wizard's sleep?
We've been back and forth. We have a shared sort of licensing agreement with the paper in their advertising department. So we sort of have to go back and forth in that. You know, we don't want any place to get too smashed up. I guess mine's imaginary as well, so the punches sort of hit less hard. It's for the kiddies.
Yeah. I'd always imagine that the Wizard's Sleeve is more of like the after-hours club. Like, everyone's at Nancy's, and then Nancy gets to like 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. She's like, last orders, lads, last orders. And everyone's like, right, let's go to the Wizard's Sleeve.
And someone opens the floor. Yeah, you're all in.
Just outside the door of Nancy's. Oh. You open up the door, and it's sort of like...
There's a special palm tree outside that the door handle just lives on while you're on the island.
Anyway, so we've been having loads of fights, but you know it gets pretty tiring after a while. With his buried treasure and stuff like that, and trying to sort of figure out Malrus's mind and his trap, he's starting to spend sort of some time in like quiet meditation in nature. He's going for, you know, just to explore parts of the island by himself, take some time in the day to check in with himself. I think he's taken a lot of it from when he was Gallop Derek, and the fact that it's stone and slowness and this sort of peaceful state. He comes back really hungry, has half a horse for dinner at Nancy's, and then gets in a massive fight. And also he's been cutting about in pinstripe suits, and you know, he looks good. He looks good. Does old Derek. There you go, that's me.
Nice. Okay, fine.
Who are you nominating?
Fair enough.
Who am I nominating? Well, James.
It's a tough choice. Here.
James, what's been happening on the island since we've been away? Well, obviously.
Yeah, what have all of the NPCs been doing, James?
Well,
we'd like to hear all their accents as well.
Yeah, and no individual names.
Yes, well, actually, while we've gone, they've all changed. They've conglomerated as a community, so now they all have one accent.
They're now a hive mind.
That sounds.
Well, they all read the paper. They're all involved.
They are all involved. They love that. Anyway, so Tom, what's Keith Frostiron been up to?
I've no idea who he is, but I can tell you what Keth's been up to. Well, no one's seen
James?
His smaller brother, Keth.
Yeah, James, carry on talking about the NPCs. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. No one's seen Keth for about 4 weeks because he started to really hate the end of that last arc. He had a bad time of it. He got punched in the face. He was thrown around by a dragon, put on the shoulder, was nearly eaten, had a big fight with everybody at the end. Just like, right, no, he's done. So went down to the beach, and the only place that you can really sort of get back to being a ranger is out swimming. He's out in the sea. He's out looking under. Nice. He's out there. That's where he can, you know, there's big fish around. It's all quiet and lonely. That's where he likes. He's gone back to ranger mode. But when he's not doing nice. That.
Basically Aquaman then.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you Aquaman?
I've Aquamaned it.
We've both sort of gone to isolation in sort of different areas, which is quite interesting.
Yeah, Kev started to really hate at the end of the last arc, so it was like, right, get
well, Derek, after the Krampus thing, Derek's skin started
you've had your go.
Stuff, and that's why he's in seclusion. Sorry. It's because I called him Keith.
Top snap!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's because I called him Keith.
Kev's sitting there for the interview, and Derek's sort of wandering and, oh, Derek, get out of here! You've had your go!
Like those, you know, like in Modern Family where they're doing bits to camera. Yeah.
Derek's mic's still on. He's like in the bathroom or something.
It's him in the bathroom, like, I can make him his interviews.
Sorry. That was amazing. So, continue.
There's also been a lot. He's getting a bit annoyed when he does come back in town because people are saying, why is there a duck on your head? And he's sick of people asking about that, so he keeps wandering back off again.
When you're swimming and you dive, what happens to the duck? Does it stay on your head underwater?
How well do you know ducks?
Ones that sit on my head.
Have you ever heard the expression... like a duck to water.
Keith has no idea. I hadn't even thought that through. I guess he must hang out for a bit.
Just bobs there like a boy above you.
You know exactly where Keith is underwater by the duck.
Because as he comes up, it joins his head again and he's back. Yep.
But Keith will never know that. Like, why do you always know where I am?
The only place he feels safe from the wrath of the duck.
He's also been rearranging his arsenal. I'm thinking about, because he spread it all out on the beach, all the various weapons that he could get hold of. And he's like, I need to sell some of this off. So that's going to happen. He's got a few too many axes and weapons. And he's been practicing with his new golden axe. What a video game that was.
That was a video game.
And just seeing how far he can throw it and it will come back, see if he can boomerang it. He's also been trying to use it at Down Nancy's as well. If he leaves at the end
Down
of
Nancy's what?
Gonna pop that in there, Nancy. Now watch this. Come here. Lovely. Free drinks for you tonight.
The whole time.
The question is, would it just bring her or?
Yeah, it brings her, and she goes, "I'm coming. I'm on my way."
Depends how tight the fit.
It brings her back. What end? Oh, that was too far.
One love. The shaft end.
Been using it as part of, like, you would put the hammer at one end of the bar, put the axe at one end of the bar, sorry, not the hammer. And then, like, try and then think about it so it whisks across the top and then, like, knocks all of the Jaeger bomb shots into glasses.
And in slow mo as well with Jeff's cape.
Yeah, we'll do it in slow mo.
Trying to open bottles, but it never goes quite right. It ends up just slicing the top of everything. Yes, he's had enough time on his own. He's got the axe down, and he's calm and mellow again. Although he does still feel like he's lost a bit of wisdom. But despite his apparent lack of health, he's feeling pretty good.
Nice. Did Keith try and sell any of his axes, or has he just sort of put them aside?
They've gone into Bob, like the guild, like the great axe, and Bob has swallowed.
Like a boat wholesale out the back of the Valkyrie, just put it all on the table and be like, do you want to buy this?
Don't worry about that Kraken. As I'm pulling each weapon out, you know, you might get a free cow.
Which one do you want? Yeah, you can keep.
There, step up and roll for a chance. And everyone's like, this is really meta.
You've won a gilded axe, and out comes a drop bear.
And now you get to use your gilded axe.
Yeah, if you can survive, you get to keep it.
Yeah. No, not you can't keep the bear.
Or, actually, nice. Great, because you can give out the prize, golden axe, and...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How many times have you sold that axe and just then called it back about an hour later?
Just waiting, waiting for the shopkeeper to put it out the back, and then
yeah, you give it a 1 hour refund policy, and just after the hour, you take it back. Sorry, no refund.
Did you lose it? Oh, I could always buy this one.
Happened to have a second one just in store today.
Yeah.
Comes up on the conveyor belt in our case.
Now that,
it's the only
that
place that it doesn't work. It's the only.
We wouldn't have two at least.
It's the only place it doesn't work, and it just sits on the counter waiting for the Argus to pick him up.
I was like, I just can't think of it.
Right. So
now those NPCs.
Yes,
those NPCs. Yes. No. So it's we join the action then. We'll join the action. It's a Wednesday. So new episode day. No.
And the radio station at Fulcrum Bay is drifting over with the sound of Roll Britannia.
And it's a glorious afternoon. The sun is just starting to head towards the horizon, so it's starting to turn that really delicious sort of shade of slightly orangey red. And you can hear the cicadas starting to chirp in the fields, and you're all gathered into one of your places, and I'll let you decide that in just a moment, as you're preparing for the birthday party of Captain Timbers. It's his birthday today.
How old?
So
we've left this late.
Oh, fuck.
The whole crew have arranged a soiree, a shindig, if you will, and you can already hear the sounds of music playing.
Are we at Pre's
in the town square?
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, you're all having pre-drinks, yeah. So, well, you know, you can hear the sound of music playing in the town square, and it's sort of fun party music. You can hear the sound of festivities. All day you've seen people rolling barrels of grog and rum around, beer, to get to, not just rolling them randomly about, but heading towards the town square. You know, it's not been, just, it's not one of those days. It's not like, you know, hogs have been roasted, Ermintrude was nearly roasted, but you made sure that didn't happen.
Catherine and Furious.
You know, they were both shepherded away from the slightly overzealous barbecuers.
It's all right, we can just pull another one out of the back.
Yeah, it's, you know, yeah. You can give it a go. And
parading lines of them past the two Ermintrudes, like you're the only two that are allowed to be safe.
Walking the pigs past them, lording it over them.
How did that bear get in that line?
He's eating all the barbecue. Because it's a hit. Yeah, there was a picnic.
The party is sort of, it's at that stage where the earlier arrivers have started to get there and started to drink. So, you know, you feel like arrival should be in the vicinity of now-ish, as the main bulk of the party are beginning to arrive. Whose house are you at?
Mine's still quite a shithole, to be honest.
Kethel's
not over here.
I wouldn't recommend mine. Mine has loads of wild dogs near it.
Wow, right. You should let them out.
No, you should move.
I didn't get that joke for a second then. I was like, I don't remember that going up.
Somebody should let them out. But who? Who?
Right, so, whose place are you at then?
Well, with the sounds of it, probably mine.
Ooh, Maura. So tell us, describe your place. You've had a bit of time to sort of make it your own.
Is it floating?
No.
Is it that place?
No, it's the beach hut.
Oh, so it's not your motor.
The beachfront place.
It's his summer house.
Yeah.
Parked about
your water
10
house.
Feet away from his other house.
And as it was previously described, it's just one room. It's just a hut.
We've chosen the worst place.
I guess you've got a little veranda.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Probably put a little bistro table and some chairs out there.
Is it like one of those Victorian changing?
Is it like a proper Brighton Beach?
It's striped.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's stripy. It's definitely
was
stripy.
It like the tar- this inside where it's enormous?
No,
but we do.
You walk in, it's like a wedding tent inside, but from the outside, it's like 4 foot by 4 foot.
Slightly deceiving, but it's not that big.
Enough about my penis.
It's just clever feng shui inside. Yeah. You've made the most of the space.
Yeah,
it's very impressive. And you're all having some pre-drinks then.
Bigger than your bird bar, Derek.
Beachfront property.
I do like your spare house, Malrus.
This is lovely.
Thank you.
Good taste, actually. I don't say that quite enough to people at the moment, but yeah, well done, Maurus.
Thanks, Derek.
I like
you're not getting your chest back yet, though.
I do like it, but
I wouldn't know that you got it
To be fair, Maris wouldn't know you stole it.
Derek, shut up.
Well, I just think it's a big island, and I've explored quite a lot of it when I've been having these little meditative walks, and I've not seen hide nor hair of it. Is it made of hide hair? Is it made of lead, by any chance, or possibly like
just
a really...
Just a plain wooden
A really
chest.
Bastard lock on it, though, isn't there?
That's a... Pretty big lock on it.
Yeah, and there was that tricky trap that you'd set.
Yeah, that's
what was that
really
trap
tricky
that,
trap that
what was that
we
trap
meant
again,
to wall
Maris?
People off.
I just couldn't possibly say.
Anyway, I ain't seen it, so nice house, though, is what I'm trying to say.
I wish we didn't have to wear these red and white Victorian bathing costumes, though. They really ride up on you, don't they?
don't lie, Keith. I've seen you practicing in it.
I think you look great, okay. Keith.
And as you're having these sort of pre-drinks and a bit of banter
in the awkwardness,
everybody takes a
bit
sip.
Of weird banter going on. You hear an uplift in the sound of the party. It sounds like it's starting to get properly underway now.
Guess we should probably head down.
I think now'd be the time. I think we're fashionably late now, so we can go right.
You just don't want to seem too keen, do you, Keth? Let's go. Come on, then.
Let me just get this suit off. Thank you.
Right. Did you just rip it off?
Yeah.
Like one of those tearaway things that's got tucks underneath.
It's got Malrus, 90s poppers down the side.
Yeah, you brought this from a stripper, didn't you, this place, Malrus? He left Keth all these costumes here.
Bought it. I found it.
Oh.
It came with the house. Paris.
You Jeff wiped it down though, didn't you?
Yeah. Jeff wanders over to the group and just sort of goes, I love your toilet, Maris, I said. It's lovely.
And then he just points to the ocean.
Yeah. Or points to the corner.
Oh, it's alright, I'll get Yalen to clean that up later.
He's not
are you heading up to the party, boys?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Ah, yes, the best part of the show, despite my useless parrots. Don't worry, everyone, even though January may be cold and dark, it's always warm and sunny in Royal Britannia. Depending on my mood, of course. Now, it's onwards to your moment with the Master. It's absolutely amazing that there are so many of you that have turned in again to listen to our nonsensical adventures. Everybody here in the Royal Britannia crew owes you one gigantic thank you for being here and for all your amazing support. We would have capsized and sunk without a trace a long time ago without you lovely lot. Now, will you never learn? It's a bit dangerous. It's an incoming random celebrity shout-out! Oh! Now, according to this, it seems that Paul O'Grady has been listening into the show and wants to lend his assistance to Flint Frostbeard's game shows. Probably. Paul O'Grady. Anyway, oh, blimey, Pedro, here already. You do look a bit dishevelled, though. Your feathers are all over the place. Oh, I see, you fell asleep in my desk drawers last night. Which is why you're here already. No, I will not admit that you're a genius. Now, give me that scroll and go and tidy yourself up. There's a good chap. Good boy. So, this week's shout-out goes to Rufio9, or Rufio9, I don't know, who said some lovely things about us on Instagram. Thank you so much for listening to us. And we're really glad that you're loving the show and shouting it from the rooftops as well. Now, speaking of shouting, there's no need to do that if you want to get in touch with us here at Royal Britannia. All you have to do is search for us on your favourite flavour of social media. A quick hunt about on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Discord, and you'll find us in the work of a moment. We love chatting with you, and we're always keen to hear new ideas. I mean, I am, definitely. And, well, you know, maybe we'll even answer some questions. So get involved! Now, if you are really enjoying Royal Britannia, why not do us a ginormous favour and give the show a lovely 5-star review, eh? It helps other fantastic people just like you to discover our maritime mayhem, and it helps get the word out about us. So, you know, it'll only take a couple of minutes of your time, and there's loads of places to do it, whether that be iTunes, Spotify, Podchaser even. However you like to listen to our ridiculous adventures. And we'd really, really appreciate it too. So, there's that. Oh, and don't forget, now, make sure that you've pressed that all-important subscribe button, or you shall be sentenced to the brig. Very sensible this week, you see. They're not always a joke. Right, that'll do for me for this week. I'm all wisdomed out, and I'm pretty sure that Pedro has pooped in my top drawer. So, stop clattering up my office, you lot. Get out of here. Go! Support for Royal Britannia is brought to you by Manscaped, who are the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. They're champions of the world, in fact. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. And they've just launched their fourth generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right, the 4.0. Join just over 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free shipping with the code ROLLBRIT at manscaped.com. Just imagine shaving with a sleek, well-designed and optimized trimmer that makes shaving your favorite time in the bathroom. I'm one of the first people to try out the new 4.0, and to be honest with you, I wasn't used to the idea of using power tools down there, you might say, but I was pleasantly surprised. Manscaped have engineered this device to the ultimate groin and body trimmer by focusing on intelligent functionality and incredibly comfortable grooming experience. This fourth generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce the grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. And I am now very confident that I can shave down there, you know? It's waterproof, it charges wirelessly, and it's a very fancy-looking dock. And they provide a range of products that complement everything that goes along with it. It's really, really handy. So I was pleasantly surprised. I really think you'll... If you're looking to tidy up down there, perhaps you've got a date coming up, I really think it's worth checking out. So if you'd like to give it a go, and take it from me, having tried it out for the first time, and we'll now be continuing to use it, check it out and use our code. It'll get you 20% off and free shipping worldwide, I might add. So wherever you are in the world, free shipping and 20% off. Just use the code ROLLBRIT and you could be saving and shaving. Hey, so you make.
I think we're just happy to be back and like bouncing back and forth, man. It's good.
You make your way towards the town square, and all the buildings are definitely looking a lot more full.
Some dogs
there's a hound barking away that's obviously been left as their owners are off to the party.
They're going to the party.
Yeah. And
I thought of a song that we could put on, but I'm not going to say it.
Yeah.
It's please let the dog out.
Outside, yes.
Who let the hounds loose? Ho, ho, ho. Who can we get to let them loose? Jeff.
Yeah. Anywho, you feel the general sort of tide of the crowd of the people. You see more and more people heading towards the town square, and you get there, and there's a real lively sort of bustling party. People are already sort of starting to have a bit of a sing song. It's not the end of the night sort of drunken sing song, but people are having a good time. There's the band are playing, and you can see there's a table of presents over on one side of the square. Ooh. There's a very large makeshift bar that's been erected in the square. And you can see lots of general festivities. The smell of cooking pork and other such things. There's vegan options as well, but no one's there. And
no lines. Wicked.
Not in our world. Not in this world.
Keith, look, they've put out food for the animals as well.
Oh, yeah. It won't tell Bill though. He can't eat gluten. No, that's bollocks.
Oh,
it's a snake. It's all dead stuff.
His character trait
just swells up and turns into a sphere.
He gets really gloated. He gets really bloated if he eats pasta.
He looks like a terrible balloon animal.
Yeah, he looks like when they've eaten like a crocodile or something.
He looks like a draft excluder. Just going to make that canon.
There we are.
Bill has a gluten allergy.
Bill has gluten intolerance. Oh, if anyone wants to draw, if any of the viewers out there would like to draw.
Bill's got a gluten allergy and Casper's got IBS. Like, what?
No, don't give him that. He sits on my shoulder a lot. He's not having IBS. No.
Yeah, but it's invisible, though. Also, who's Casper?
Create rules about someone you don't know.
You seem to know a lot about what's going on. Are you going to Timber's party? Yeah. Are you a guest here?
He seems really knowledgeable.
Right.
What's your NPC called, James? What's the James NPC?
Actually, someone does come up to you. A sort of jolly looking salesman type.
Oh.
So I just have to get over salesman.
A sort of jolly looking salesman type. But,
and there's no such thing as a jolly salesman.
Yeah. This is. Hey, alright, lads. How you going?
Where are you from?
Great to see you.
Oh.
You coming to the party, right?
Yes, and I've bought my flat cap for the occasion. Do you want to try it on?
Oh, no, thank you.
Okay, I'll just put it
to me own.
I'll just. It's very. Is it a bowler that I'm looking at? It's really stylish. I think you're rocking it.
Yeah, he is wearing a bowler hat, and he's got fancy socks on.
And maybe it's the socks special, that are doing the voice.
Yeah, the socks are very important for his sales.
Lovely to meet you, sir. I'm quickly going to have to pet this dog. He's being really annoying. I'm just going to go pet him and see if it'll shut him up. One second.
He's been following us everywhere.
Gets killed by a wild
animal. It's a nice hound.
Yeah, I don't know who let it out.
It's been following us since pre-drinks.
What's your name, mate?
The name's Felix.
Nice to meet you, Felix. Are you... What? I've not seen you around here.
So what's your name?
My name is Derek. You could call me Del, though, if you like.
Del. Okay. What about you, big man?
It's Kev.
Medium-sized man, please.
Oh, the taller one's back.
Oh, yeah, sorry. He just wanted a bit of fuss. He should be quiet.
What's
now,
your name?
Hope.
What's your name, hound boy?
I'm Jeff, sir. What's your name?
Felix.
Felix, nice to meet you.
Oh.
I heard that there was a cat named after you. Unlike that dog, his name wasn't Felix.
Well, wow. Is he away now? Because he's going to chase our poor chap here down. Otherwise,
this has all got very weird. What's the other two of you? What's your names?
Maurus.
I'm Jeff.
Oh,
it's quite Ken. a lot of music at this.
Yeah,
party.
It's a busy party.
It's good. It sounds good. Did you arrange this?
No, but I was in charge of the decorations. Like,
What are the decorations?
Done a very good job.
And he gestures to some quite sad looking bunting, sort of strung up.
It is Captain Timber's birthday.
Is that last like tinsel? Still,
Timbers is spelled wrong.
Still, bloody hell.
It's his Timbre's birthday.
That sign looks like it's going to fall over.
Who's Tombra?
That sign looks like it's going to fall over.
Over there, there's the hogs. And as you can see, that's the bar.
Is it a free bar? Of
course it is.
Yes, I hate cash bars.
Oh, none for me, thanks. I'll just stick to the cranberry juices tonight, I think. But I'm not...
That's remarkably responsible of you.
Yeah. Just we've been in a lot of fights recently, and I've had my brain bashed about a little bit. Am I what?
Going sailing later? He does.
Well, Del. Del, mate.
Del, that's very responsible of you.
And no, I'm not going sailing. I'm just I might be cruising, but not in a the police are going to come and pick me up type of way. just, you know, island life.
There's an injunction against that.
Well, we won't speak of it again. Just going to make that canon.
Have you got Timbers a present?
Yes.
Great. The table's over there, and he gestures to a table full of presents.
Do you know where Timbers is?
He's around somewhere. He'll be doing a speech shortly, I'm sure.
Okay.
Hey, do you want to hear what I got him?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, dude.
I got him the gift of laughter. This great joke. Do you want to hear it?
Oh. Are you going to give it to us as well? So it's their special. That's amazing.
I'll re-gift it. It's fine. You won't know.
It's not going to be really problematic, is it?
No.
Okay, good.
Here you go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Do you know the difference between wallpaper and toilet paper?
No, what's the difference between wallpaper and toilet paper?
Ugh, gross.
Wow.
Sorry, I just gotta go wipe my arse on this wall over here.
No, I don't know the difference between toilet paper and wallpaper, now that you come to mention it.
Then you
that's why
my
walls
house.
That's why my walls are so dirty.
I see someone about that. Anyway, I've gotta go and have a drink. I'll see you boys later, all right?
Thanks, Felix.
Thank you, Felix. What do you do, by the way, like, in your day-to-day? Oh, sure. He's already gone. I was just going to be like, what do you do? Oh, never mind.
He's off in the crowd.
To tell his one joke to everybody at the party.
Yeah, he is, yeah. It's literally what he's off to do.
Maurus, thanks for the bailout.
What
did you get? Or you just lie?
I've got him something.
What is it?
Does it say from Maurus and Jeff and Derek and Geth?
Yes, it does.
Ooh, what did you get?
That's really sweet of you.
Thank you, Maurus. What have you got him? It's going to be better than that joke.
I think it's better. It's the brandy the full bottles of brandy I swiped from the Commandant's office.
Hey. Have you cleaned that one? Or was it a different brandy?
Cleaned what one?
The one that you battered Barry with.
That
was a different. That was cognac.
So
we're just collecting really bloodied bottles.
Just keeping track of all the bottlings.
The Commandant's office. Remember when we
just keeping track of all the bottlings. It's like every Friday night.
Timbers opens his present, and there's still brains on it.
Just on one.
That's what makes it special.
This one's unique. It nearly killed a man.
Oh, that's a great idea, Maurus.
Well, thank you so much. Do you know how old he is, by the way? I've never been very good at
telling. We'll count the candles in the cake then.
That is genius.
I hope there's somebody in the cake that's going to jump out. You guys have started drinking, but I'm designated driver.
Are you sure
driver.
You don't want this Jaeger? I'm
fine. I'm just here to have a good night. I don't want to fight tonight.
I have not touched anything yet.
Second Felix said it was a free bar.
That's pure cranberry juice they're serving, and then I'm going to give him a wink and sort of... Can I do a perception check to see who's around at the party?
First roll.
Okay, it's a natural 4.
Congratulations, that was the first roll of the year, and you fucked it.
Hey, it's 4 times better than your last roll, which was the first one of last year, Derek.
Yeah. Was it, actually?
Yeah, you rolled the first one of 2021, and it was a natural 1.
I was hoping to go up by 2.
With a 4, you trip. And don't notice anyone. You just sort of stumble a little bit.
Do you know what? I'm always looking out for roots at the moment in my walks, and I'm not used to being on carpet.
Carpet? In the town square?
Yeah. They've put it out. We're in a marquee type thing, aren't we? Well, everywhere
your
I go,
excuse
there's red
is getting
carpet.
Worse, Derek.
You
someone
think,
spiked
you
the cranberry
Felix
juice.
Was going to be capable of organising carpet so in an entire town square? He
didn't even spell his name right. Yeah. I've got carpet.
So what happens is Derek goes, gives him a cheeky little wink and goes off to have a look at parties and then just trips on nothing.
Yep. Yeah, just as that thing where you kind of forget how to walk a little bit and just sort of stumble. Fuck.
But he has to have looked back. You've got to do the look back whatever.
Good at, no one saw that, did they?
That sort of like
smooth, Derek. Smooth.
Turns it into a weird swagger.
Tries to do a little dance. You
dance
know?
Onto the dance floor dance.
There's no music playing.
Yeah. You start doing that weird hop that they do in the Inbetweeners movie, you know.
the song just ends just as you think it's going to drop. It's like...
Yeah. the song does sort of just about end just as that happens. And you see sort of towards the centre of the square where there's sort of I don't know what the word is, not clock tower, but there's a sort of structure there that has been sort of arranged that gives the square a sort of central focal point. And
would that be the bell tower kind of?
No, the bell tower was part of the church thing off to one side. But this is sort of a structure that's been arranged, and there's a stage within it. It's only slightly higher than you know the ground level, so anyone stood on it would sort of pops up, but just above sort of head height for most of the people around. And you do see Timber's face appear above the crowds, and you deduce that he must also be stood on a box, being as he's a gnome.
A gnome. Like,
and you hear him shout out to the crowd.
I'm surprised that other guy managed to get him a box, to be honest.
He didn't. He had to
that wasn't part
box.
Of the decoration, you see. That was logistics.
He's standing on one of his presents.
The box contains all of the decorations that were meant to be put up.
Yeah. And
do not forget, written in big red letters on the side.
Do not lose.
Felix, hang these.
You have one job.
No, and Timbers calls out to Colossus,
thank you all so much for coming to celebrate my birthday. It is a pleasure, as always, to see so many faces here in our new republic.
Woo, we love you, Timbers!
Wow. Our new republic? What? I like you, Timbers, too. Hello. Everybody seems quite a lot drunker than I am, Timbers. I am listening, though.
Happy birthday, Timbers.
You're all just shouting this across a crowd, but yeah. There's lots of cheering and...
Toilet paper.
And
wallpaper.
And
Felix goes, yay!
Timbers.
Sorry, James.
Cicadas chirping.
Today is my 40th birthday.
Whoa.
And I am honored to have you all here as guests. I see many of you have been making the most of our free bar.
Yeah. Woo! We love you, Zippers!
Generously donated by Nancy. Thanking you kindly, dear.
And then there's like a wolf whistle. I can't do one. But like in like a crowdy, like supportive way. Yeah. People did to Freddie Mercury. Not in like a... There's loads of people here. Anyway. Not in like a creepy way.
We get you.
Anyway.
I have some grand news for you all that I wish to share on this most auspicious occasion.
Pay rise.
You're all getting a pay... No. But, pay rises aside, there is a prize to be had.
Ooh.
I have been using my time here with you on this island wisely, and I have gathered information from my sources. Those of you who sail with me on the Tel Dath, and those of you aboard a number of the other ships currently docked here, we will shortly be departing to capture a prize worth many millions of gold.
Ooh.
A prize that would see you all with pockets full of gold for months to come.
I could spend a million.
A prize well worth acquiring. And best still is a prize that comes at the expense of the Empire.
Woo! Yay! Fuck the Empire! Screw down!
They're all bastards!
Rob their stuff! We want to take them down! We love you, Timbers!
I will be disseminating this information to your captain soon.
Just Jeff saying all of that.
All of that is just Jeff.
Enjoy this evening of celebration and jubilation. And make yourselves not too hungover. For in the days to come, we will be shipping out.
Fuck yeah.
And we will be on the hunt for this prize.
Fuck
yeah. So, make this a party to remember. Make enough noise here that they hear you in the heart of the Empire itself. Make them remember that we are still free and we are not afraid.
Happy birthday to Timbers.
Captain Timbers.
Happy birthday to you.
Freeze a jolly good fellow until he gets too cold.
So, yeah, the party breaks out into raucous dancing and much drinking.
Do you like raucous dancing?
And they do the electric slide.
Oh, yeah. Can I make a dexterity check to see how fabulously, or charisma check to see how fabulously I dance?
Yes, in fact, can you all roll a performance check?
Please.
I would like to check to see how fabulously I'm dancing.
Oh, yeah. It's all right. It's because I've got a thing now. It's my
20, not natural.
I've got a panache, you know, sort of make a persuasion check against a creature that can hear you. You must have to share a language, and they give disadvantage on attack rolls and stuff. So I'm trying to live up to the panache. Oh, okay. My God. And so far.
Cool.
19 plus 8. I've done it.
Yeah, you. I mean, yeah.
Dance check.
You do the electric slide, the cha-cha slide.
I do actually quite a steam-powered slide beforehand. It's a lot slower.
Slide. Not the electric slide. you all manage the... Maurus, what did you roll?
16.
Yeah, 16. And Keth?
I got a 5, so Keth is furiously dad-dancing and finger-pointing in the corner.
Yeah, Keth is... Dad dancing, definitely. The rest of you, you achieve the. You actually managed to do oops upside your head as well.
Wicked.
There's so many of you there. These are big lines. You all sit down on the floor and it's
like flash mob.
You know?
Yeah. Nice.
Keth is out. It's all impressive. And everyone's going right, he's going left.
Yep. Saturday night goes on, you know. Yeah. You're busting all the classics.
Yeah. Cha cha slide comes out, the Macarena at one point. Yeah.
The Macarena goes on twice.
Somebody accidentally plays Alan Jones's Walking in the Air and then quickly turns it off.
You look at the DJ and the DJ is Alan Jones again.
Special guest DJ Alan Jones.
It's like a dance remix of Walking in the Air, you know.
Like in a film musical when everyone just happens to know the dance moves instantly.
Well, you just have to walk in the air. It's not that difficult. Yeah.
In fact, one of you can.
Yeah, so Keth is actually going to do that with his new boots. Yes. And just hover for a bit.
But still dad dancing.
But everyone goes mental because he is walking in the air. He's going to walk somehow back in the air, actually.
He's managing to walk in the air, but still offbeat.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's having a great time, though.
And, you know, he does that thing where people are really confident about knowing the lyrics, but know absolutely none of them. So he's sort of mouthing along and getting all of the lyrics wrong.
Bill is actually...
He's doing a slow dance to the fast bit.
He's actually making... Yeah.
He told him to throw shapes and he took it literally.
He does big snake, little snake, cardboard box, you know.
Big snake, little snake.
He's like lassoing around his head like a tie. Quick, somebody give Bill some gluten. Big snake head.
Could you also roll a constitution saving?
Oh, God.
I'm not drinking. Do I still have to?
If you're not drinking, you don't have
to. I haven't drank anything since the beach hut.
Okay.
Should I still roll?
No, it's fine.
Me and you, yeah.
If you're gonna go through the whole party not drinking, Maurus, that's fine.
No, I've been having
if
some.
If you think that's something Maurus would do,
yeah. Constitution, you say?
Yes,
21.
Oh yes, 14. Well done. You handle your drink. 14.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, you have a sort of you get pretty drunk, but you're not vomiting in the back of someone of you. Your colleague's wife's car, drunk.
Oh, interesting. Quite a specific scenario that has just sprung to mind.
Not specific, that is.
Yeah. Yeah. What's a car?
You said cart.
Ow.
Which one are you married?
You're not quite projectile vomiting over the CEO yet. But, you know, you're beyond merry and...
I've told Tim as I love him 15 times.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yes. You walk away and you come back like minutes later going,
oh my God,
I'm so glad I found you.
I've been looking for you everywhere.
You make a speech on the dance floor and then repeat the same exact speech over and over again.
Yep.
Kath's been endlessly trying to get more arm wrestles with Greg Flashman. He's going, no, go away. Come on,
Felix has been taking the opportunity to keep looping back around and tell Jeff the same joke, and each time he gets a slightly bigger laugh because he's more drunk.
Yep. Yeah, that definitely happens.
I think the reason why a lot of people are getting so hammered, Maurus, if you'll join me in this, because Maurus and I are sober relatively, I think we're tending bar, right? And just making sure that the people get their poison. Sometimes in Maurus's case, literally,
it's not a poison trap, is it? That's on that thing you've got. Look, Maurus, if you want the stuff back, just give me a list of stuff of what's in it.
Imagine it like a banking system.
A banking system? What?
Yeah.
Do you have this chest?
Well,
you seem to be quite hung up on it.
I just thought
I know
you might
I'll
miss
find it.
It
eventually.
Do you think you have misplaced it then?
Well, probably.
What am I meant to look out for?
It's just a wooden chest.
And if I go near
with
it and stuff,
giant
like...
lock on it.
You
could go near it. You could, you know, it's relatively easy to open.
Maris, do you want some water, by the way?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, you're just not going to drink anything. I'm going to try and slip him some vodka in there.
I've just finished my cranberry juice.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? Yeah, it's not watered down at all.
Yeah, yes. it's good stuff.
You pour him a pint glass of vodka, gin, and tequila. You know?
Have you tried this thing called a Long Island iced tea? I don't think there's much alcohol in it.
It's an iced tea, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a lovely little niche reference there. I like that.
Yeah. You have a great night, and two of you stay mostly sober. Probably, you know, the pre-drinking has proven that you probably, you know, if it were modern day, you'd be too drunk to drive, but definitely the sober, responsible one, responsible for actually booking and ensuring everyone gets in a taxi.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. And because it's not, pardon me for saying it, it's not that huge an island, so it's just the taxi's taking them down the road, just down the street. Yeah.
It's just one guy with a cart who keeps, he drags the cart up to the top, piles in as many drunk people as possible, and then just rolls down to the beach.
Nice. You know.
He's got a rope on it, right? And then he can just pull it back up.
Yeah.
So he's not in the cart with the people, he just lets them loose.
It just hits a stop at the bottom, and they all come
them out of the bottom
and crash into the sea.
He's just got a bat, like a barricade.
Sobers them up.
His mates
hits it
there.
Boom.
Just some old waterlogged mattresses at the bottom.
Just before, halfway down the hill, it just goes, and this is the final stop, everybody off, and it smashes into the bar. Excellent.
They've really built some infrastructure.
They're an enterprising island, people, aren't they?
Yeah, they're great.
We are a newspaper. The interactions with a few of them does suggest why Timbers likes us a lot for a competent item retrieval.
I mean, you know, gives you ideas.
Felix is...
And...
Don't want him on a mission.
So, yeah, it's a... It's a fantastic night full of merriment and drinking and debauchery, if you will. You know, everyone's thinking, it's sort of last night on Earth kind of party type thing, but without the pillaging and the
horrendous feeling of doom.
Yalen with a wire
beforehand.
Yalen is there, yes.
What's he wearing?
I've got straight in there.
Well, it's the first thing Jeff would see, isn't it? Right.
He's come with the classic mop in hand.
No, what's he feeling?
Is Jeff going to spend some time with Yalen?
He's definitely clocking to see if he can. Yeah. He wants to see the situation. You know, he's been away for a while, making sure, seeing if he's okay. You know, it's not in a weird, creepy way, but probably because it's Jeff in a weird, creepy way, sort of sharking initially, just sort of circling around him whilst just, you know, occasionally meeting up with Felix to hear a joke, telling Timbers he loves him, keeping an eye on Yalen, meeting up with Felix, telling Timbers he loves him.
Because Felix is doing circuits, but you're doing different circuits, so you sometimes meet each other, but not all the time. It's quite a nice...
I think it would be quite late in the party that he would actually see
it. It's never a good thing when you say, I'm not being creepy, I'm just circling them.
Like a predator.
Yalen is there, and he's acquired himself a new suit. It's a more of a linen suit. It's a more suitable for island life. He has still got a bow tie though.
It washes out quite easily.
Instantly crumpled the moment you put it on.
Yeah.
Still got a bow tie.
Still got a bow tie on there.
A linen bow tie.
A linen bow tie. Yes.
Jeff, if you
and he seems quite awkwardly sort of sipping the same drink all night as he sort of. With this group of island people from Nassau who do a lot of sort of custodial work around the island. They, you know, trim the verges, mop the beach,
clean up the shit that's in the corner,
whitewash the chalk,
pick up, you know, clean the blood off the taxi server.
Yes, hose down the taxi before it gets dragged back up the hill. All of those things, and they're sort of awkwardly sort of standing, just quietly talking to each other in a sort of corner of the party.
Jeff, as he's sort of doing his circles, eventually he gets to a point where he's like drunk enough that he's, in his mind, going to make a really good decision.
Yep.
And so he's going to walk over to Yalen and his friend. Sort of, oh, hi, Alan. How you doing?
Oh. Hi, Jeff.
Good to see you again. You're looking fantastic. You know, you've got the new suit.
Yeah, I the old one was ruined by all the blood and feces and sand.
Well, you know, you gotta get dirty sometimes because that's the way life is, isn't it? It throws these curveballs.
Oh yeah. You're looking looking good.
Thank you, thank you. You know, I just come back from a mission. We had a really dangerous mission. I was a big scary dragon, and I had to, like, whoa, you know, I was throwing people around, and I was the man, really. You know, they couldn't have done it without me. I pretty much did the whole mission myself. The others just came with me. They were there, really. But it was me, you know. I'm a...
Wow.
Timbers, it's a lovely party, isn't it?
That must have been really hard.
And Jeff's going to sort of, like, be moving slightly closer to Yalen throughout this whole conversation, sort of. They're getting quite close. And being that at this point, hang on, let me just quickly... Oh, wank. I didn't want it to do that. Okay.
You should have told him.
Jeff's going to kiss Yalen. He's going to lean in and just do it, because I've rolled terribly just then on what I was going to do. And he's drunk enough to think that he would do it.
And they call it puppy love.
He's just going to kiss him, but he's just going to do the whole sort of... And then, oh my god, what's happened? And
Yalen kisses you back.
No!
Yes!
No! Oh!
Get it, okay. Boy.
However, because I did roll badly, I now need to walk away. So he's just going to kiss him and then be like, bye.
Oh, okay.
And then turns invisible.
And then... No, not invisible. I didn't roll that badly. But then I do look over my shoulder, but a little bit flustered and a bit embarrassed, and heads off.
Kef's going to drop in at this point, because he'll have seen all this, because he's slightly higher above, as he's floating around, still moonwalking, doing the same moves. And he'll have seen this exchange and gone, no! And then go straight over to Jeff, grab him by the back of his collar, and push him back over to Yalen and go, that was too nice. I mean, he was about to say something.
Roll for perception. It's a busy party, and this is a quiet court.
Yeah, yeah. Let's do that.
Challenge me.
That's fine. How do I get for perception? Fuck, you win. I get +6 to perception.
I rolled a 3.
Oh. So I got 16.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely see this.
Oh, okay.
On. And you go over and I think give stern words of encouragement.
Yeah. Jeff, where are you going?
To young Jeff.
I've got to leave. I've got to go. That was a bit embarrassing. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have done that then.
Well, is he running away?
What? No, I'm just... Wait, who are you talking to? You're talking to Jeff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is he running away?
No. He said...
What? Kef, I've had a lot to drink. What did you say? Is he running... Am I running away?
Yeah, why are you running away? He's not. He's not embarrassed. Look.
No, because I shouldn't do it now. I had an idea in my head.
What was your idea?
This isn't it. It's just not it. I shouldn't be doing this now. I should have done what Maurus and Derek did and not drink. But I have, and I didn't think he'd be here, and now he's here. And I shouldn't have kissed him now. But I have. And he could kiss me back, and that's good. But
That's really good.
Right now. Yeah, it's good, but I need to go.
You going to talk to him tomorrow?
While this is going on?
Yeah, probably. I got to go. I start to get a headache from all the drinking. Sorry. I got to go, guys.
Be safe, Jeff. Be safe. Send me a call me on the stone. Sorry, I'm just drinking some water. It's not vodka, Malrus. Do you want some?
That's why you gagged. You forgot it was the pie that you made.
Call me on the stone of fast speech when you get home, is what I was trying to say. He's already gone by this point.
Yeah, there's no way he heard you across the room either. Across the square.
Yeah. Actually, can I do a little perception check to see if I know if he's left or saw any of that?
Yeah, roll perception.
18, it's not bad. Plus 2.
Yeah, you see it.
Having not seen it, I'm going to choose not to see it, but
nice.
Having seen Jeff walk away in a bit of a huff, it's directed my attention towards Yalen.
Yep.
And I'm going to approach Yalen and
kiss him.
Ask him if he can clean, if I can book in somebody to clean up the shit that Jeff left in the corner of my hut.
Yeah. He gets out a little diary.
It's all booked. It's all booked, and he really can't squeeze you in.
I love the way that it's also a really subtle way with not knowing the innocently sort of just dropping the guy who's just slap one on you that he just shits in people's houses.
So the rest of the night plays out. Jeff, I assume you go home and I don't know, either rub one out or just pass out. I don't know.
I think that's a Patreon special.
Possibly both.
Yeah, we'll have the aftermath in a special.
You
coming
wake soon. Up with his hand on his.
You can record that yourself.
Yeah. Late one night after a few whiskeys. You can still edit it.
Oh no, thanks. We'll put out as is.
Just put it. We'll do it on Twitch. It's fine.
Live stream it.
We threaten to start this OnlyFans too often.
Yeah, 2022, the year we got cancelled.
So the party plays out as large scale birthday parties tend to, and eventually people start to drift away or pass out or drink themselves into a stupor or find themselves in alleyways with other people from the island or all sorts of things. And the next morning, the sun rises. Did you all make it home?
Yeah, I think Derek would have circled around for a bit, but then gone home.
I think you all made it home. I think you all made it home. And you find the next morning, because all of you were either sensible or constitute enough that you either don't get a hangover or are, not massively inconvenienced by said
livers
hangover.
Of iron.
I think, Jeff, you're the worst off, and I think you just have that sort of hangover that is... It's horrible and sickening, but it's not bad, not so bad that you can't just get on with your
stomach hangover rather than a head hangover. Mm. So you can still function and do stuff, but you just feel shit.
The sort of that you'd go to work with, but you hate yourself the entire day and say, "I'm never doing this again."
Why did I do that?
And meanwhile, the two people at the party that didn't drink. Maurice and I are just going to stand there judging you.
You shouldn't have done this to yourself, mate.
I told you.
Yeah, the weird thing is they're not there. You can just see them.
Keith is fine. He's just farting horribly all day.
I'm just calling him up via Stoner Fast.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely going to get the alcohol farts. Oh.
Especially with Jägermeister.
Yeah, he's just ruining everyone's day with his beer farts.
For fuck's sake.
And you all find that delivered to your respective addresses and fortunately, with the correct names on them, you haven't got each other's. It's just a little note that says that's from Captain Timbers, and it says,
"Oh, this is the bill."
And I'll read it in Timbers' voice. Boys, when you recover from last night's jubilations, please come and see me. We have much to discuss.
Island life for our buccaneers. Plenty of chilling and many, many beers. Derek's been fighting. Kath went for a swim. Jeff's been drinking coconuts. And Myrus returns up in. As it's Timber's birthday at Myrus's beach hut to regroup, Derek compliments the decor while Jeff takes a poop. A party planning jokester named Felix, Maurus and Derek work the bar. Timbers reveals he's 40 years old, and millions of gold is not far. Everybody's dancing, the party's underway. Jeff gets drunk and kisses Yalen, and swiftly runs away. The morning after, a mission from Timbers, will more become clear? Well, I guess you'll find out next time on Roll Britannia.
We're going to give it another go. It's a bit more zing.
A bit of zing.
Yeah. Ready? Hello.
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 Wait
till I get through the whole thing. Ready? Hello with a billowing hilltop.
Hello.
Oh, dear.
Wait till you get through the whole thing.
I thought that was
the whole thing.
The whole thing is hello with a billowing hilltop. Okay. That's the whole thing.
Yeah? Okay. That was right.
That pretty much sums up the show. But if you want to find out any more, you can visit us at www.billowinghilltop.com. Does anybody know?
.org.
Is it?
Stockholm.
What do we do? What do we play?
There's monsters.
Does anybody remember?
Walking around.
I don't know. And,
yeah.
And we will be delighted if you were to join us around our table as we play Dungeon. Is it 5th edition? Hello?
Yeah, we think so. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. We play Dungeons & Dragons.
Sorry, that was me.
What was that noise in the background? There will be noises in the background as we play Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition through the classic Paizo adventure path, The Age of Worms. You can expect this.
No!
Quite a bit of this.
I'm completely lost.
This.
Bleh.
This.
I've got a bugbear in my underpants.
And one of these.
Oh dear.
We're on Apple Podcasts and we're on Spotify and we're on TuneIn, and you can find us on Twitter and you can find us on Facebook, and we hope you join us. Thanks very much.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall. I was trying to figure it out on my kitchen wall with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy's came from.
Go on.
Careful, just swallow it all.
Like a good boy.
And if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like, yeah.
Well, join the Royal Britannia Patreon. Available now.